Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So, the text begins with Adi Lila from Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 3, text 103. Krishna vasa karibena kon aradane vijarite ekashtoka aila tandramane Krishna vasa karibena kon aradane Vicharite ekashloka aila tandramane Krishna vasa karibena kon aradhane Vicharite ekashloka aila tandramane Hare Krishna. So we will do the word for word. Krishna, Lord Krishna, vasa karibena shall propitiate. Kon aradhane, by what worship? Vicharite, while considering, ek, one, shloka, verse, Aila came, Tanra of him, Mane in the mind. Translation by Jivangisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. While he was thinking about how to propitiate Krishna by worship, the following verse came to his mind. Right. So we'll move on to the next text. Text 104. Tulsi dala matrena jalasya chukulena va vikriniti svam atmanam bhaktevyo bhaktavatsala. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Shri Krishna, who is very affectionate toward his devotees, sells himself to a devotee who offers him merely a tulsi leaf and a palm full of water. Purport. This is a verse from the Gautamiya Tantra. Texts 105 to 106. Eishtokata achakare nabicharana Krishna ke tulasi jala deya ghi jana Thara rena shodite Krishna karena chintana Jala turasira sama kichu dhare nahi dana. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Advaita Charja considered the meaning of the verse in this way. Not finding any way to repay the debt he owes to one who offers him a tulsi leaf and water, Lord Krishna thinks, there is no wealth in my possession that is equal to a tulsi leaf and water. Text 107. Tabi atma vichikare rena rene rashodana eta bhavi acharya karena aradana. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thus the Lord liquidates the debt by offering himself to the devotee. Considering in this way, the Acharya began worshipping the Lord. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Through devotional service, one can easily please the Lord with the leaf of a tulsi plant and a little water. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, text 26, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or some water, patram pushpam phalam toyam, when offered with devotion, very much pleases him. He universally accepts the services of his devotees. Even the poorest of devotees in any part of the world can secure a small flower, a fruit, or leaf, and a little water. And if these offerings, and especially tulsi leaves and Ganges water, are offered to Krishna with devotion, he is very satisfied. And it is said that Krishna is so much pleased by such devotional service that he offers himself to his devotee in exchange for it. Srila Advaita Acharya knew this fact, and therefore he decided to call for the personality of Godhead Krishna to descend by worshipping the Lord with tulsi leaves in the water of the Ganges. Om Ginata Vidandasya Gyana Ginashivakaya Chakshu Omritam Jinatas Pashti Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadatikam Vandeham Shri Guru Sivita Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Sirupa Sagajatam Sahagana Rupunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sahavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Shcha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramani Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Trubhya Kripa Sindhya Eva Chapati Tana Pavane Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshitayani Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gulacha Senamaha Anangalila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Divacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. So, going back to the previous text, this is about Advaita Acharya and so, Advaita Acharya, noticing the situation in the world, in Kali Yuga, how people had become very irreligious, he is actually Karnadasya Mahavishnu. That within his power, he could in fact begin to foster change. But he decided that the Supreme Lord, it would be nice for Krishna to descend and deal with the matter himself. So how to get Krishna to come? Because this text 103 is that he was thinking about how to propitiate Krishna. Meaning how to get Krishna to be satisfied with what he was doing to get him to come. So, he was going to satisfy Krishna somehow by his worship. And while thinking about that, then the following came to his mind. So, we also have to serve to satisfy Krishna. In fact, we are told to serve with our hearts and serve with so much zeal and so much enthusiasm that the Lord is going to want to see us. We shouldn't try to see the Lord, but we should serve so well that the Lord will be pleased to see us. There are devotees of Lord Chaitanya who would pray, scream his name all night, and they were so attracted to Krishna by service that Krishna came to see them. Sri Gambhir Brahmacharya. There are so many others. The list goes on. Haridas Thakur. The Lord will come to where they were living and see them and associate with them. As a matter of fact, in the case of Haridas Thakur, since he was born in a Mohammedan family, he couldn't go to the temple of Lord Jagannath. He could associate, but outside. And what did the Lord do? He is an Amacharya, but born in a Mohammedan family. This is all part of the pastimes. But Lord Chaitanya will in fact come to where Haridas Thakur was staying and bring Jagannath Mahaprasad from the temple and give it to him. He was serving his devotee like that. So the Lord's heart is such a loving heart. He has such a loving heart that if we will only just open up with that understanding and serve with our hearts, not expecting anything, our lives will be very, very, very wonderful. One who is a personification of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Srimati Radharani herself, and today we are celebrating her appearance. Now we'll talk about that a little later. But it's very important how to get Krishna to come to us. So Advaita Acharya was considering how to propitiate Krishna, serve him or win Krishna's favor. Gain the favor of Krishna. That is propitiate. And so through devotional service, yes, we can please Krishna, but there's some things we have to do. First, we've talked about it. The enthusiasm should be high for service. We have to serve in an enthusiastic way. This is what our love would show. This is how we can show our love, by serving in a very, very enthusiastic way. It also would affect other people. When we serve enthusiastically and other people see us do that, they will also want to do that. So our example can be infectious like that and have other devotees also begin to serve. Now, as we're doing, there are some things we have to do and some things we have to be careful of. One of the things is be careful of is not criticizing. We have to be careful not to criticize devotees. Devotees are very special. There are few devotees in the world. I was reading about the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, that we're in. What is the membership of ISKCON, full-time membership? 1 million. About 1 million. Now it's gone up some. But there are 7,500 million people on this planet. And so even if we were 2 million, still, it is a very small number of people. And I was just thinking about it and said, but so many, more than 500 million books have gone out in book distribution by devotees. But still, people who have taken Krishna consciousness seriously are just a few million. Why? Well, Srila Prabhupada was asked this question, so it's best that we take his answer. Still, our hearts will kind of break and bleed for people who are not devotees because they don't know what they're missing. Srila Prabhupada was asked this question and he said, when you are selling diamonds, how many people will come to your store to buy? Diamonds are not cheap. It takes an endeavor of raising the kind of money that you can raise in order to get diamonds. Very few people will come to a diamond shop. So on the one sense, that's what's going on. But on the other sense, do you see how much degraded Kali Yuga, the greater condition people are in now? They want sense gratification, but they think their God is money. And once they get some sense gratification, then that's life. The demigods are doing their part to use the weather to warn us, because lately there have been floods all around the world and fires all around the world. So many things have happened, constantly warning us that we are out of step with Krishna. But people are not hearing. They're thinking that science would solve the problems. Yes, the problems happen, but then we use our machines and get going. And if things are broken down, we'll start building again. But nobody stops to think, why is it happening the way it is? We have to have Krishna so present in our lives and so present in the lives of others that they will also begin their royal path, trying to get back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead's abode. So we have to serve in an enthusiastic way and also be careful not to criticize the devotees, because that's one of the ways to invite disfavor from Srimati Radharani. Since we have so few, we are actually the ones that are taken as special, because we've dedicated our lives to Krishna. And so Srimati Radharani looks at us that way. Every devotee is special in the heart of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, we should never offend each other. Some things, if they're going to be so negative, it will incite problems and emotions of anger, it's best that we don't speak at all. If we're getting out of control in our emotions, it's best that we physically leave the area. If we can't leave the area, we should make sure that we shut our mouths, that we have to be quiet and chant so that we can, in fact, remain emotionally balanced. It is very important not to criticize the devotees. Again, to win the favor of Krishna, to appreciate Krishna, we should go through austerities and sacrifices in serving the Lord and serving the Lord's devotees. We know that in our lives, sometimes we don't even invite trouble, but it comes anyway. The reason it comes is that everybody has a certain amount of convenience and a certain amount of suffering. I wouldn't even say happiness, just convenience. There's no real happiness in this material world. Just convenience, percentage of it, life's a little easier, and then suffering. Therefore, even if we lead our lives and we're supposed to have, say, 40% suffering, 60% convenience or happiness, and we're doing things right, still, because in our lives, that amount, that 40% of suffering has to be made before, or has to occur in one way or the other, before that person leaves the body. That's why sometimes trouble will come, uninvited. But that quota has to be made. We cannot change that. So it makes life uncontrollable in that sense, because trouble can happen at any time. But Krishna says, why stay here? Lord Chaitanya has come. Why? Trying to get us to go back to the spiritual world where there's no anxiety and trouble doesn't happen to anyone. So to satisfy Krishna and win Krishna's favor, even if there are austerities involved in our services, we should go through that. The pure devotees see their challenges they go through in serving the Lord as a show, an evidence of their love for the Lord. They will go through thick and thin. Srila Prabhupada coming to the West in obedience of his spiritual master, he went through heart attacks, he came here, didn't know anybody. He went to New York finally when he left Pennsylvania. He went to New York and he stayed in places that, lowly people. In other words, those that were even below third class, fourth class, fifth class people. He still stayed with them. And he appealed to the intelligentsia, but they did not pay attention to him. He appealed to his godbrothers to come do things with him together in the United States, and they did not come. So he had to do all by himself. But the Lord assisted him, and when he played his little drum in Tompkins Square Park, and he sang, with all of the difficulties that he was facing, people came. And those people were not people that were supposed to be part of the intelligentsia in the United States. Still, he groomed them and taught them until the society grew by his direction. So he went through thick and thin, but he served the Lord and served the devotees of the Lord. That should be the example for us when we are serving too. In order to satisfy Krishna, Yashad Prashad Bhagavat Prashado. When Guru is satisfied, Krishna is satisfied. So how do we get Guru to be satisfied? The bona fide Guru's instructions must be obeyed. The bona fide Guru's instructions must be obeyed by the disciple. We should be, at the very least, a second-class disciple. There's a first-class disciple, there's a second-class disciple, there's a third-class disciple, and fourth-class disciple. The first-class disciple is the one that has served the spiritual master and knows what the spiritual master wants. That it gets to a point where the spiritual master doesn't even have to tell him or her to do something. The devotee already knows to do it and makes the arrangements and whatever he has to do, they done without the guru having to say anything. That is a first class disciple. Second class disciple does not know the guru's mind and what to expect. But when the guru gives an order, he carries it out. He or she carries it out as priority. That's second class. Everything. When they ask a question, they ask a question just for clarity. Now, from then down, it gets bad. Third class disciple. Who is a third class disciple? Third class disciple is preaching master says, do this, do that. Oh, but Maharaj, such and such is happening. Something's happened to me. I can't do this. Again, come up with excuses. Third class disciples come up with excuses. They are not obeying the orders of the spiritual master. And in the offenses towards the chanting of the holy name, the third offense is disobey the orders of the spiritual master. So the third class disciple is already putting themselves in trouble. We should never be third class disciples. Never. Who's a fourth class disciple? Fourth class disciple doesn't even give excuses at all. He's not around. He's not going to do anything. Third class disciple, some things they may do, some things he'll give excuses for. But the fourth class doesn't do anything at all. No contact with the guru. He's gotten his initiation, he's gotten his name, and just left. Either physically has left or doesn't come around, spiritual master doesn't do anything with devotees, doesn't obey any instructions of spiritual master. We should be at least second class. If we don't know our guru's mind, whatever he tells us to do, we should definitely do it. Then, when the guru is satisfied because of our level of service and our dedication to service, then Krishna is satisfied. And that's how we become happy inside. We should join topics of discussion. We should join different types of discussion of Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha is very, very important. This is how we get enthused about service to Krishna. It's how we get enthused about loving Krishna. We build our love for Krishna that way. Discussions. Makita Makita Pranabharantas. Katayantistam Mamnityam. He says to pure devotees, they discuss about the Lord so many times. Every opportunity that they get. They either hear one person talk about the Lord or they have discussions about the Lord. And that is what excites them. Their minds and their hearts become so enthused by discussions on Krishna. Everything is there, Srila Prabhupada would say. Everything is there. The knowledge, the science of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. And when you hear about it, then you want to glorify the Lord. So join in topics of discussion about Krishna. And share what you learn with other people too. Devotees and non-devotees alike. those that are ready to hear, who are non-devotees, share Krishna consciousness with them. And definitely share what you learn to people who are already devotees. In order to satisfy Krishna, chant the holy name of Krishna all of the time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant the holy name of Krishna. A devotee of Krishna that is very, very special to Krishna is Tulsi Devi. As you see, Advaita Acharya was thinking about how to satisfy Krishna, and from that, then what came to his mind was, Krishna is affectionate towards his devotees, and he sells himself to a devotee who merely offers him tulsi leaf and a palm full of water. So tulsi is very, very important. We should, in order to satisfy Krishna, bow down, offer obeisances, and circle humbly Tulsi Devi, and serve her. This is what Advaita Acharya decided to do, to serve Krishna, to implore and pray for the Lord to come down by using tulsi leaf in a palm full of water. Another thing not to do, stop offering puja to the demigods. In fact, in the introduction section of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says, those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires, they are the ones that surrender unto demigods and follow the rules of worship of the demigods, according to how it's set up. But Srila Prabhupada says, those who worship the demigods, they are directed by lust. Lust means I want for myself. I want what? Material things for myself. So they worship the demigods to ask them for material things. That is lust. Those who worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead want to develop love, Krishna Prema, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Love is selfless. So love gives. We give. We give of our hearts to the Lord in service. Krishna is the source of the highest pleasure. So when we connect with him, we have connected with the reservoir or storehouse of all pleasure. And that's what we want. We are hankering after pleasure. Ananda Maya Vyasa, like that, living entities. We're full of consciousness and we are after happiness. The Lord is perpetually happy. And so if we're living entities, we associate with the Lord and cooperate with him, and take part in this association, then we will also become happy. So Advaita Acharya was worshipping the Lord, calling on him to come down with the stand, with Tulsi Devi. Tulsi Devi is a very, very special devotee of the Lord. And it is good for us to worship Tulsi Devi, and also use Tulsi Devi's leaves and manjaris in our worship. In offering bhoga to the Lord, we should put tulsi leaves or tulsi manjaris, the flowers, at least one per plate, per preparation, at least one. We should also, and it does not matter if it's fresh, even the tulsi leaves that are not fresh are still acceptable. So, we should also put tulsi leaves on our altar. The deities on the altar, even their deity pictures is still alright. The deities themselves or deity pictures, you should put tulsi leaves there. So make arrangements to have some tulsi leaves. There are some devotees who keep tulsi and take care of her very nicely. And there are some devotees who don't have tulsi. But all you have to do is ask. The power of asking, believe me. So many things can be done. We tend to keep quiet too much. What is good for us, we should ask for. Are there some devotees that have extra tulsi leaves that they can give us? Some people are taking care of Tulsi Maharani and they get so many leaves. If you have Tulsi Maharani, you have more leaves than you need for even worshipping. So then devotees can, but devotees won't know, those who have doses won't know those who would need it. So those who need it, you can ask. Put it out. When you're talking in prasadam time, you ask. Prabhu, do you have those leaves to spare? Do you have those who can, or you know somebody who has those things to give? Like that. And take it to your home. And serve. Or you can also get Tulsi and ask those who are good in taking care of Tulsi how to take care of Tulsi. And you start worshiping Tulsi yourself. So Advaita Acharya gave us a great example. Great example. Calling on the Lord, use Tulsi leaves. Not finding any way to repay the debt he owes to one who offers him a Tulsi leaf and water, Lord Krishna thinks there is no wealth in my possession that is equal to a Tulsi leaf and water. There are pastimes involving Tulsi that are wonderful. We won't have time to go through all of them because I'm looking at the time now. And so, in chapter 107, I mean text 107, the Lord liquidates the debt by offering himself to the devotee. Because a devotee that is offering service to the Lord using Tulsi, the Lord becomes indebted to that particular devotee. So we should really, really, really come to the understanding that Tulsi is an integral part of worship. It's an important part of a devotee's life in worship to the Lord. One way or the other, we should be connected with Tulsi, using Tulsi in our worship, using Tulsi in our offering boga, using Tulsi on our altar, like that, always. Now, with the little time that we have left, we'll talk a little bit about Srimati Radharani. So today is Radhashtami. Radhashtami. And Radhashtami is the birth of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti of the Lord. She is the pleasure potency. She came to this earth not from the womb of any human being. He was found by a father of Vishvavarman in the field. The father was plowing, and nice baby. So this is all planned by the Srimati Radharani herself. And so this child was lying there, and at that time, Vishvavarman had no children, so he just took this child and presented it at home. Here, we got a very nice child. Where'd you get the child? Wife asked, in the field. So Radharani's janma, our birth, was like that. And today is, in fact, the birth of Srimati Radharani. It is a very, very wonderful time that we have to appeal, because she is a mother of service. Devotion service personified is Srimati Radharani. By the way, he appeared 15 days after Krishna's birth. When Krishna appeared, 15 days later Radharani appeared. And we've already described how she appeared. She has wonderful qualities, and that's the last thing we'll do at the end. She has innumerable qualities, but there are 25 one of that have been listed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila, chapter 23, and then there are 5 verses, 87 to 91, that lists the 25 chief transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani. Number one, she's very sweet. So, two, she's very youthful, freshly youthful. Always sees his youth. Number three, her eyes are restless, wanting to see where Krishna is. Four, her smile is very bright. She smiles very, very, very brightly. Number 5, she has beautiful, auspicious lines. And number 6, she makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. She has wonderful bodily aroma. Matter of fact, Krishna himself has a wonderful bodily aroma too. Radharani is at a certain level. Very, very high. Makes Krishna very, very happy. 7, she's expert in singing. And 8, the words that he chooses when talking makes her speech very, very charming. You can be very happy just hearing her talk, what she says. Number 3, she's expert in cracking jokes and speaking very pleasantly. So 8 and 9 have kind of joined. When he speaks pleasantly, they can be very charming like that. 10, she has so much humility. She's humble. She's meek. She's also very full of mercy. Number 11. 12, she's very cunning. But that is when she's using it in the serving Krishna. 13, she's expert in her executing her duties. As a matter of fact, it's known. She's an expert cook, and she doesn't cook the same thing twice. And Krishna looks forward to expert cooking. And speaking about that, I'll tell one quick pastime. So, Radharani and the gopis were expecting Krishna. Krishna was going to come, and the gopis were all assembled. Radharani had cooked, and it was wonderful, wonderful. Preparations, a lot of them. Krishna was with the cowherd boys. And he told Uddhava that you take my clothes, Uddhava, and you dress up like me and you go to where the gopis are. So, this, my spiritual master said this with the past time. So, that's where I heard it from. So, Uddhava dresses and Uddhava resembles Krishna. So when he had Krishna's clothes, the gopis, including Srimati Radharani, did not realize that it wasn't really Krishna. So when he got there, the gopis welcomed, they were all happy thinking that they had Krishna. There was a preparation, and they started, and they said, Krishna, you taste first. Every preparation, we want you to taste first. And so the tasting started. Again, they didn't know who this person was. They were assuming it was Krishna. But the prasadam was so good that Uddhava, who was impersonating Krishna, started chanting, Jai, 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 Shri Radhe, Jai, Shri Radhe, 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 Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe. It made it good, the gopis a little suspicious, but you know, by his actions it was obvious that he was tasting the wonderful devotion in the preparations of Srimati Radharani. But then he started jumping up and down. He got all excited. And when he started jumping, the turban came off. And when the turban came off, then the devotees realized, oh, that is Uddhava. That is not Krishna. So they realized that they had been deceived. So Krishna was just playing a game with them. So anyway, this is one of the pastimes. So to go on, she is shy, 14, and she's always respectful. That is number 15. 16 qualities, she's calm, and she's always grave, number 17. She's expert in enjoying life, 18, and she's situated at the topmost of ecstatic love of Krishna, Varanakya Mahabhav. There are 7 levels of enjoyment. Of prema. And then the 8th one, which only Srimati Radharani has, is a combination of all the 7. Another time we'll go through that. Sneha, Mana, Prana, it goes on. All of their names and their what happens when the devotees are in that type of Krishna prema. That'll be for another time. Number 20, she's a reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. 21, she's the most famous of submissive devotees. 22, she's very affectionate to elderly people. Point to note. 23, she's very submissive to the love of her friends. So the gopis say so many things, suggest things, they suggest things, and Srimati Radharani goes along Number 24, she's the chief gopi, and the 25th one is she always keeps Krishna under her control. In short, she possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, just as Krishna does. So, today is a very special day, Radhashtami, and the connection between this particular TC, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is with Radharani, is that Advaita Charya was asking Krishna to descend. Krishna descended with the mood of Srimati Radharani. He descended with the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Krishna came with Madanaki Mahabhav, just that the type of level of love, Krishna Prema, that Radharani has. And so he taught us a lot. And he's saying we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're not so advanced. And so the chanting alone won't do it for us. We have to chant, but we also have to serve. Srila Prabhupada says this is very, very, very important. None of us can chant, since we are pure Buddhists, we cannot chant our way to the spiritual world. It's important to have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, but we also should open up and serve in different ways. Then we will get the full mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Shiva Bhupada Ki Jai. So thank you for listening, and now it's time to unmute yourself, and any comments that you want to make, additions that you want to make, and takeaways that you want to talk about, this is the time to do that. So please unmute yourself, and let's have a discussion, a short discussion. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And waiting for everybody to say something. You can also text. I forgot to say that. You can also text if you want to. Okay, so there is one in the chat. This is from Dear Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna, beautiful class, thank you. It's all glorious to Srila Prabhupada. As you mentioned, as members of ISKCON, we're few and precious. Yes, that's very important. It's important for us to remember so that we relate wonderfully to each other. Question, all right. Who really are members of this wonderful spiritual society, ISKCON? There are those who follow, There are those who follow the protocols of the society and serve spiritual mission of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there are also some who seemingly have taken shelter but work independently, not really following the protocols and instructions of Srila Prabhupada. If you are a member of ISKCON, one of the things that really, really cements, or for lack of a better word, the membership, is to obey the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. If you're not following, but you're working independently, and the protocols and instructions of Srila Prabhupada are not being followed by you, you cannot consider yourself a member of ISKCON. Members of ISKCON are the ones that are following the protocols set up by Srila Prabhupada. And whenever ISKCON has an issue, and there are times that ISKCON members were challenged in many ways, and this still goes on. That's in every spiritual institution. Maya finds a way to test us. What did the members do? The GBCs, they all went back to basics. We were trying to bring this and that and so many things to Srila Prabhupada. They did not instruct that we do. We tried to bring it in. It better be the secondary thing. The primary things are all the instructions given by Srila Prabhupada. So the GBC decided book distribution. Because Srila Prabhupada was saying print books and distribute. This is an order for my spiritual master. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, when you get money, print books And so we're doing that. And even though there are many people that are not coming from the population, not coming to our centers, our temples, they have the opportunity to read the books because the books are going out. Hundreds of millions of books have been distributed, and that will have Srila Prabhupada's message coming. You have to understand that Bhagavad Gita is written by Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita as it is. And there are other Bhagavad Gitas that have all kinds of commentaries that don't make you a good devotee of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita and the small books that support it and Srimad Bhagavatam, those are the ones that actually will set us on a path back to Godhead. So we should read them, discuss them, and distribute them. Following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Those who are not doing that, they can't consider themselves members of this spiritual society, ISKCON. It's very simple. They don't follow instructions of spiritual master, then they don't really do what Srila Prabhupada wants them to do. And that is a third offense. You don't follow the orders of a spiritual master, how can you go back to Godhead? If you work independently and not following the protocols, as you wrote in here, that won't get you anywhere. We are a society, social. We have to be part of the society as a group. If there are issues, we work as a group to resolve the issues. This is a place where Maya is. We are in Kali Yuga. We should expect that some issues will come. But that does not mean that the society is a shining diamond. And we have to stay with it and make sure that whatever situations that come, those are challenges, we learn lessons from, and then we grow and become a stronger society. That's why in Bhakti Chuli Swami's situation, he said to his disciples, in the late Bhakti Chuli Swami, when he was initiating devotees, he added a fifth regulator principle. So the four regulator principles are there, and the chanting of 16 rounds minimum was also there. But he had his disciples do one more. One more promise. Never to leave ISKCON. Never to leave ISKCON. ISKCON has gotten a great favor from Krishna through the pure devotee spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And we have a great chance to go back to the spiritual world if we take things seriously. If we take things seriously. If we take things seriously, we have a great chance to go. If we don't, we have only ourselves to blame. So, any more questions or any more comments? Dear Krishna is saying, thank you for being happy, Shri Radhashtami to all the devotees. Jai. Radhashtami Mahotsava Ki Jai. So, if there are any more, no more, I don't see any. Other person unmuted yet, so okay. So we're calling in to this, but this is the beginning of a wonderful day of Srimati Radharani's appearance. And so read about Srimati Radharani and please go to a temple near you, or if you're near Harrisburg, come to the Harrisburg Temple in the evening. We have a wonderful, wonderful program ready for all of us to really, 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 really associate and be happy with. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vancha kalpataruvyascha kripa sannibhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vaishnav Thakur ki jai. Gaura Premanande. Hare 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 Krishna.